This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Women's basketball star Brittany Griner is back in the United States. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
AP videographers captured the tall, slender athlete getting off a plane at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas. After nearly 10 months in detention in Russia, she was freed in a high-profile prisoner exchange for notorious arms dealer Victor Boot. The one-to-one swap wasn't what the U.S. hoped for, but what it could get. Diplomats were unable to free another American, Paul Whelan. His brother David Whelan says they're disappointed but happy for Griner.
I think we all realize that the math is not going to work out for Paul to come home anytime soon unless the U.S. government is able to find concessions.
I'm Jennifer King.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says more U.S.-Russian prisoner exchanges are possible if Moscow and Washington find a compromise. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Asked whether other prisoners could be swapped, Russia's president said everything is possible, noting that compromises have been found that cleared the way for the Griner exchange. Putin added, "We aren't refusing to continue this work in the future," making his first comments about the closely watched trade. Despite negotiating for Griner's release, the most high-profile American jailed abroad, the U.S. has failed to win freedom for another American, Paul Whelan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House said Friday U.S. President Joe Biden at a summit next week will back a permanent spot for the African Union in the group of 20 major economies seeking to elevate the continent's role. Mr. Biden will make the announcement during a three-day U.S.-Africa summit that opens Tuesday in Washington. This is VOA News. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is not bothered by Senator Kyrsten Sinema's switch from the Democratic Party to independent.
We don't see a change in the Democratic majority, and so we see this as a decision that she has made, but we do not see a change in our Democratic majority.
Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi vowed on Friday to press on with a security crackdown on protesters a day after the execution of a man over recent anti-government unrest that drew Western condemnation. Nationwide protests that erupted after the death in police custody of 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman September 16th posed one of the biggest challenges to rule in Iran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The UN Security Council has overwhelmingly approved a resolution exempting humanitarian aid from all current and future UN sanctions regimes, a vote the United States hailed as historic that will save lives and address long-standing problems of sanctions impeding aid deliveries. The resolution was immediately hailed by humanitarian organizations, including the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Norwegian Refugee Council. Ahead of World Human Rights Day on Saturday, Cameroonian rights groups are protesting what they call dehumanizing treatment of women and children displaced by the separatist crisis in two western provinces. Muki Edwin Kintinzeka reports for VOA from Yaoundé.
These are the voices of several hundred women and girls singing in streets in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. Human rights activist Jeanette Ebale calls it very disheartening that so many women and girls fleeing the separatist war in Cameroon's English-speaking western regions do not find peace, love, and comfort in French-speaking towns. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News. Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Croatia knocked Brazil out of the World Cup by beating the five-time champions 4-2 in a penalty shootout in the quarterfinals. Croatia will next face either Argentina or the Netherlands in the World Cup semifinals. For more on these or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Just search for VOA News. Via remote, Diane Roberts,